From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a message entitled The Personality and Duty of the Spirit, part of his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Through the presentation of many scripture references, Dr. Cairns has established the fact that the Holy Spirit is a person and that he is distinct from the Father and the Son. He is a Trinitarian person. This does away with the Unitarian notion that the Spirit is a mere influence or essence. The God of the Bible is one God, existing in three persons. Dr. Cairns will continue this message in just a few minutes. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Preserved to Work's End. The text is Acts 23, verse 11. The Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Are you a witness for the Lord, and are you just now in danger? Then remember that you are immortal till your work is done. If the Lord has more witness for you to bear, you will live to bear it. Who is he that can break the vessel which the Lord intends again to use? If there is no more work for you to do for your master, it cannot distress you that he is about to take you home and put you where you will be beyond the reach of adversaries. Your witness bearing for Jesus is your chief concern, and you cannot be stopped in it till it is finished. Therefore, be at peace. Cruel slander, wicked misrepresentation, desertion of friends, betrayal by the most trusted one, and whatever else may come, cannot hinder the Lord's purpose concerning you. The Lord stands by you in the night of your sorrow, and he says, Thou must yet bear witness for me. Be calm. Be filled with joy in the Lord. If you do not need this promise just now, you may very soon. Treasure it up. Remember also to pray for missionaries and all persecuted ones, that the Lord would preserve them even to the completion of their life work.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to tell you that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a special feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did the Sabbath change to the first day? How do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Is the emerging church dangerous? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. enough has been said to show that the Bible teaches the Holy Spirit is a real person. Now, secondly, we take another step forward and say this, that in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is a person distinct from the Father and from the Son. Now, really, what we're about today is showing the personality and deity of the Spirit, and in so doing, also to establish the orthodox doctrine of the Trinity. Somebody once said that he who denies the doctrine of the Trinity will lose his soul. He who seeks to understand it will lose his mind. There's a good deal of truth in that. God has given us the doctrine to be received. You will never comprehend it. Canst thou by searching find out God? Can the human mind ever fully comprehend, define, or place within its own bounds the illimitable and infinite essence of eternal deity? The thing is absolutely ridiculous. You will never be able to understand the Trinity. But bless God, you can see it as a divine revelation. And to see it as such, all I have to show is to show that each person of the Trinity is a person, is divine, and each one is distinct from the other. And yet there is only one God. That's what the Bible does. Now, we're looking at the person of the Holy Spirit being distinct from the Father and the Son. Let's look at some scriptures together where all three of them are brought before our attention. Let's turn to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 48. Let's look at the last line of the verse, Isaiah 48, verse 16. And here you have the words of the servant of Jehovah, the Messiah, the Christ of the New Testament. And he says, "And now the Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me." Now let's look at that again. The Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me. You have a very clear reference to three persons: the Lord God, the Spirit of the Lord God, and the one who is speaking, me, the servant, the Son of the Lord God. Three distinct personal references. Now, I'm not going to preach in that. I'm simply drawing your attention to it. Let's turn over to Matthew, the third chapter, and the 16th verse. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3. This is the portion that's dealing with the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." On the earth, coming up out of the water, we have the Son descending upon him in a bodily form. We have the Spirit, and speaking from the throne of glory, we have the Father, who says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We turn over to John's Gospel now, chapter 14. And verse 26, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The speaker is Christ. He speaks of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send. Again, a very clear reference is to three distinct persons. Over in Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, you have the benediction which is so often recited at the end of public services of the church. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. I don't think that needs any comment from me. There are three distinct persons there spoken of. We find the same thing in Ephesians 2 and in verse 18. For through him, that is through Christ, we both, that is Jew and Gentile, through Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Christ, the Spirit, and the Father. 1 Peter 1 verse 2, I suppose most of you will not need to look up at all, since we spent such a long time in 1 Peter not too long ago. 1 Peter 1 verse 2 speaks of God's people as elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. So, the Holy Spirit in Scripture is a real person. Secondly, he is a real person who is a distinct person from the Father and from the Son. That leads me to the third observation. Thus, the Holy Spirit in Scripture is what we call a Trinitarian person. A Trinitarian person. Now, why have I taken this route to deal with the Trinity this morning? Very simple is the answer. The Trinity is a vital doctrine of the Christian faith. I'm a Presbyterian by thoroughgoing conviction, and I am a free Presbyterian because I believe that Presbyterianism should stand firm on the Word of God and not drift into apostasy and modernism like most Presbyterian denominations have done. As a free Presbyterian minister, at ordination and at installation into this church, among the questions that were put to me for an affirmative answer was this. Did I believe the three great fundamentals of the faith as set out by Dr. Henry Cook, who was one of the greatest Presbyterian preachers, thinkers, and theologians the world has ever seen? And the first of those three fundamental truths of Bible doctrine to which every free Presbyterian minister and elder must give assent, otherwise he would never be allowed in office in this church, is the Trinity. The Trinity. Now I know the word Trinity is not found in the Bible. I know that. But I equally well know that the doctrine which is intended by the Word is found on just about every page of the Bible. You see, there have been many deviations from the truth of God in this matter. Way back in the very early days of church history, there was an attack upon the trinality of God. And men who wanted to reduce God to the limitations of the human brain, they denied the absolute deity of Jesus Christ, and they denied the personality and the deity of the Holy Spirit of God. And they did so under various guises and disguises. There were those who were the forerunners of the Socinian movement, which came to full blossom as an opponent of the Protestant Reformation. They didn't start with Socinus. They went right away back in church history. And we'll just call them by the Socinian name, since that's the most usual terminology for them. To them, the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ were mere creatures and nothing more. The Holy Spirit, a created influence. Jesus Christ, a created man. The Arians, denying also the Trinity, made Jesus Christ the most exalted of all creatures, but nonetheless could make no greater room for the Holy Spirit than to be a mere influence. Now I want to say this to you. The Bible teaches there is one God, indivisible in His essence. But the Bible has no place for Unitarianism. W.G.T. Shedd, one of the great American Presbyterian theologians of the last century, Dr. Shedd said this: in Scripture, God is not a unit. In Scripture, God is a unity. A unit is something that the Bible knows nothing about in its doctrine of God. He is not like a mere stone. A unit is that which may be divided into parts. But once it's divided into parts, it's fragmented and it's broken and it's never the same again. God is a unity. And in that unity, from all eternity, and in His very essence, He exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is God's description. Notice I use the word description, not definition. There is no definition of God. When you define something, you circumscribe it with a limitation. God is infinite. He is not to be defined. He is described by Himself in His Word. And He describes Himself in Trinitarian language. His essential being is He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that from all eternity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak. Thank you.